1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Millions of dollars in federal COVID relief money sent to Wisconsin schools is now under scrutiny, and the state may have to repay it. A federal audit says the Department of Public Instruction gave funds to nearly 200 ineligible private schools and lacked proper oversight. State officials pushed back, saying they followed federal guidance and that the claims are based on missing or misunderstood information. Federal officials are reviewing the findings and will decide what happens next. Wisconsin Rapids is taking early steps towards possibly bringing a data center to the area, while also hearing concerns from people living there. City leaders have approved a zoning update to define and regulate data centers before any proposals are formally submitted. Officials say they want to be proactive, as other communities have struggled with similar projects. A local group opposed to the idea is holding a meeting, and a public hearing is set for early May. Another attempt to redraw Wisconsin's congressional maps has failed in court, keeping the current lines intact. Judges say they're bound by the state Supreme Court, which has ruled these kinds of political questions can't be decided by lower courts. The challenge came from a group arguing the maps are unfair to Democrats. Backers of the maps call the decision a win, and the case could now move to appeal. The Madison Metropolitan School District is expected to see a significant decline in enrollment. Projections reported by the Cap Times show the district expects to lose more than 700 students over the next 5 years. Those numbers came from the district's initiative to redraw district maps, which will be voted on next February. The report comes after Madison lost about 100 students for this school year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A scary moment for a Brewers pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks is tonight at AmFam Field. Some scary moments last night for the Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick, who said he lost his vision while on the mound in the second inning.
I couldn't see a good 15, 20 seconds. Felt like my eyeballs were at the top of my head. Like, it was, like, blurry. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling, you know, a feeling I definitely don't want to have again.
The 27-year-old right-hander had his blood pressure checked later. Manager Pat Murphy.
He threw up in between innings and had some stomach stuff that he's battled all year. And then when he got back out there, like, the blood kind of rushed to his head or whatever, and he couldn't focus for a minute. So we gave him a little break, and then he was fine.
The Brewers went on to win 13-2 thanks to an 8-run rally in the sixth. College basketball, more March Madness. A proposal to expand the tournament from 68 to 76 teams next year. The NCAA to make a decision next month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the mid to upper 30s for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We may catch an isolated sprinkle in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.